I'm Steve Karish reporting. The bill to reopen the United States federal government has been signed by President Donald Trump. The House of Representatives passed its version of the two-year budget deal that will provide funding for defense and domestic programs at the urging of Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House.
Republicans will deliver more than our share of votes this morning. I urge my friends in the minority to stand with us on this bipartisan bill.
The 240 to 186 House vote came a few hours after the Senate cleared the legislation with wide bipartisan support. The U.S. government was shut down briefly after midnight Friday when Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has declared the 2018 Winter Olympic Games open, this amid extraordinary unity between Koreas. A North Korean government delegation, including Kim Yo-jong, the sister and senior advisor of the North Korean leader, is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. She's the first member of North Korea's ruling family to visit the South since the Korean War, and she was seen shaking hands with President Moon Jae-in. Also in Pyeongchang, athletes from South and North Korea marched behind the blue and white Korean unification flag. Won Yeon-jung, a bobsledder from the South, and North Korea's Hwang Chung-gum from the joint Korean women's ice hockey team led the contingent at the Olympic Stadium. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said the United States is not trying to get involved in the Syrian civil war. This after